This is HM correspondent Erica Dulcinea Diggs, and I'm speaking with Susan Wells, a co-founder of Stars for Troops. This is part two of a two-part segment.
One more time.
Where were all those people 3 weeks before? Do people take time to go to a nursing home or go to a hospital and ask, I'd like to know room numbers of people that don't get visitors? And just go in, and you, sometimes all you can say is hello. Maybe they're asleep, but at least they'll know.
Someone cares.
That someone cares. And you can bring a little, you can bring a little card. And I had somebody was saying, well, like Valentine's Day is over, St. Patrick's Day is coming up. Get a green card. Get a card that's got flowers on it. Make a card. Take a piece of paper, fold it in half. And say, have a wonderful day. Or the sun is shining for you, or something very simple, and take it in and give it to the people that don't have visitors. That will make their day. That will make their week. It'll probably make their month, because they need to have somebody that does come in and care. And that's why I get very concerned when I see this. A lot of that is just publicity for the funeral home. And they don't really care about the veteran. But we do. And we do care. We also give our stars to firemen and first responders.
Wow.
Police, sheriffs, jailers, rescue people.
People who make a difference out here in the community.
I was told many years ago by someone in the military that police and fire, sheriff department, those people, they are there every day to protect us. And our military is away. So they are who we can take care of us.
Right.
And we forget.
It's always nice to get some done.
I have, when we go to the Tunnel to Towers run in Albany,
mm-hmm.
and the firemen go up to the top of Corning Tower, I saw a group of firemen with the stars hanging off of their jackets. And I said to one guy, he says, where's your star? He says, it's in my pocket. And then I went to the other guy and I said, where's your star? And he says, it's in my helmet. And they all said, yes, we carry an extra one in our helmet. So they've always got it with them. So
what separates your organization from other organizations that help out veterans and military families in general?
We just give thank yous. We give them hope. We let them know that people care. We don't have the resources to do fancy things for people. But it's wonderful what the star does. It says so much to let them know that they are not forgotten, that we appreciate everything that they've done for us and for others in other countries. We forget about that. We forget about the fact that they do have rapport with people in other countries. And sometimes, like you'll hear about people, they'll send little toys and like that to people that are serving in the care packages. That's because these people, our military, are working with families
mm-hmm.
in other countries that may not have much of anything. And that little toy, that little doll, can make a big difference. It's the sharing of our goodness with others. So our stars are just an example of the support that our military and our first responders have with the rest of us in this country.
Okay. Now I have one last question for you. How can people reach out to you?
Well, we have a Facebook page. We're on Facebook. We have a website, starsforourtroops.org. Those are the two easiest ways. to get in touch with us. It's wonderful how we're unknown 1 minute and then known the next. I had someone one time say, we stopped doing the stars because we've saturated the area. Now, I've been sharing stars for 10 years, almost 10 years. In September, it'll be 10 years. And last week, I handed a star to somebody. He had never seen it before. So to say it's saturated, it hasn't. And it's every day I get comments from people through the internet of how important it was. Our star makers also share stories of where they have gone and given out stars. And hospice has picked up on this. They have a special ceremony that they have for veterans when they get a new client who's a veteran, and they give them a certificate of appreciation. They also give them a flag pin, and many of them now are giving them the star. And with the star, they're told that that will be with them forever. It's made such a difference, and I've had people that have experienced people that were close to death getting that star, opening their eyes, smiling, and taking the star. And it was like they were waiting to receive it. So one thing that's special about the star, it has a special saying that goes with it. It is, I am part of our American flag that has flown over the USA. I can no longer fly. The sun and winds caused me to become tattered and torn. Please carry me as a reminder that you are not forgotten.
Well, I just want to thank you so much for sitting down with me today, Mrs. Wells. This has been HMM correspondent Erica Dulcinea Diggs for the Hudson Mohawk Magazine.